In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear brethren, when we visit Monte Gargano, the place of the apparitions of St. Michael the Archangel in Italy, we see a plaque at the door of the church commemorating the visit of St. Francis of Assisi. St. Francis was very devoted to St. Michael the Archangel. In fact, every year he would observe what we call the Lent of St. Michael, which are 40 days of prayer and penance, starting on the Feast of the Assumption of Our Lady, August 15th, until the Feast of the Archangel on September 29th. St. Francis knew that the more he would prepare, more graces he would be able to receive. So he tried to prepare very well for the Feast of St. Michael. And it was during this time of preparation that in the year 1224, St. Francis of Assisi received the stigmata of Christ. But a very important detail about the visit of St. Francis of Assisi to the shrine of St. Michael is that St. Francis walked for about 2 weeks or more in order to arrive in Monte Gargano. So he walked a lot. And when he got there, after so much effort, he knelt at the door of the church and he would not move. He didn't dare to enter. He said that he was not worthy to enter into the place where the Archangel St. Michael had appeared. My brethren, every time I think of these words of St. Francis, every time I think about what he did when he arrived at the shrine, I have tears in my eyes. He walked for so many days, and when he finally arrived at that holy place, he didn't dare to enter. He thought himself to be unworthy. And I'm sure that St. Michael was very pleased by his great humility. So I wanted to bring this episode to you on this day as we reflect about the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. Because what is the teaching behind this parable, if not that God resists the proud? God resists the proud, but gives his grace to the humble. Humility, my brethren, is the key of heaven. It is said that the place that Lucifer lost in heaven because of his pride was given to St. Francis of Assisi because of his humility. But what is humility? Beyond words and actions, humility is this disposition of the heart that recognizes our own poverty, our own weakness. And this knowledge should have two effects in us. First of all, we should learn to rely on God alone, as we understand that by ourselves, we don't have any strength. And the second effect should be that we learn to be meek with others, to be merciful to others, as we ourselves are in profound need of mercy. And what is pride? Pride can be defined in the exact opposite way as we defined humility. Pride is a disposition of the heart that ignores our own poverty, our own weakness. We think to be important. We think to be better than others. And this ignorance of our own poverty has two effects. First of all, we come to rely on ourselves. We think we can do it. We think that we can be good, that we can be holy by our own strength. And we forget that we need the grace of God. And the second effect is that we become very critical of others, as we don't see in ourselves any need for mercy, as we don't see in ourselves any need for mercy, so we deny mercy to others. And this is exactly what we see in the parable of the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee was so blinded by his pride that he could not see his radical poverty and his sins. He boasted about his good works, speaking highly of himself and poorly of others. He didn't think he was in need of the mercy of God, and so he didn't receive it. On the other hand, the publican rightly saw his profound misery, and he confessed his sins before the Lord. He understood that he was in need of mercy, and he received what he asked for. So, my brethren, let us strive to imitate the publican and practice the virtue of humility. First of all, let's ponder about our profound poverty, our weakness, and how many times we fail. Yes, we are feeble creatures. Second, let us not rely on our own strength, but on the grace of God. Every time St. Francis of Assisi heard of someone who fell into a grave sin, he would say, "I could fall in the same way or even worse if it was not by the grace of God." So we should rely on the grace of God and humbly ask for the help of God. And the third, by the knowledge of our own weakness, we should learn to be compassionate on the weaknesses of others. And if we humble ourselves in this way, if we humble ourselves, our Lord will exalt us. What does that mean? It means that if we strive to be humble in this life, our Lord will exalt us to the heights of heaven. That's His promise. So, my brethren, let us persevere in the path of humility. And may St. Francis of Assisi pray for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.